Blog Talk Radio.
All that I am.
that you've brought me through. Everything I find is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
You got to thank him for all of it, the good, bad, the ugly. I'm so glad I'm able to thank him for everything. Awesome. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get ready here. Today is Thankful Thursday. And I'm a believer in giving thanks for everything. And more especially, thanking God for his word, man. When you come to a place that you can look at scriptures and God have blessed you with certain scriptures and you've gotten revelation on it, man, no reason. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, rejoice evermore. Man, the more you began to see your image being conformed, the more you began to see this stuff, the more you want to rejoice and the more you want to pray without ceasing. You don't want to stop it because you're in the flow of that thing. And there's no reason, he says, that quench not the spirit. But I tell you what, when you think about giving thanks for everything, but this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, you're thankful. You're truly thankful for the word of God. You got to hold fast to that which is good, brothers and sisters. You can't ignore truth. And the word of God is true. So when he says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, you can't help but to thank him. You learn to esteem God's word above everything. And therein lies truth. When you put the word of God first, but hey, this is Thankful Thursday. We give God thanks for everything. But I just do want to say that I think it's a bonus when you can thank God for his word, man, that scripture that you got, that you have been illuminated in your spirit. Yeah. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And after that, we'll to Thankful Thursday. Pastor Bill.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. And thank you for those words of encouragement also. Amen. The scripture I like to share is coming from Psalms 105 and verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're thanking you for all things, Father God. Thanking you for our pastor. We're thanking you for the listeners, those that called in and those that are listening by internet, Father God. We give you thanks today, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless each and every one of us, Father God, that we may open up our hearts to your word and receive your word and live according to the word of God. Lord, be with each and every one that asks us to keep them in prayer, Father God. You know what they're going through. You know their heart's desires, Father God. Lord, give them the strength and the courage to trust in you, Father God, knowing that you are working things out for their good. Be with those that are bereaved today, Father God. Give them a peace of mind. Be with those that are sick and shut in. And, Lord, we ask that you will heal them. For your word says, by your stripes we're healed. So help us, Father God, to stand firm on the word of God, Lord. Now, Lord, bless our pastor as he continues to teach the word, Father God. Use him mightily, Holy Ghost. And we bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against him, Father God, as he continue, Lord, to give us this word and teach this word that we're able to understand it and receive it. Lord, we give you praise for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. For that heart prayer.
God bless. Amen.
We have been discussing faith claims the victory. It's your faith that claims the victory. And another thing that is, the word of God claims the victory for you. Claims the victory for you. And when you understand that faith is in the word of God, then this all makes a lot of spiritual sense. So for those that probably may not have been with us a couple of days this week, I want to stress the fact that your faith in the word of God is going to claim the victory. And that's where the victory is at, is in faith. I can give you a lot of reasons, but how about the mere fact that that's what pleases God anyway? Because without it, you don't please God. See, when you begin to put faith in the word of God, then that's where the victory comes. But before I really get back into the lesson, this is Thankful Thursday. And anyone who have anything you want to share or you're thankful for, press 1. Hallelujah. And we'll let you in. Anyway. Excuse me.
Amen.
Anyone. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm
not going to wait too much longer here. Got to be like popcorn. Because, see, when I think about thanking God for his word, I mean, it's just something goes all over me. I can't help but to thank him. We'll kind of pick up where we left off yesterday. Well, one of the scriptures that we talked about, I mean, I like everything we talked about, especially the fact that according to Proverbs 2:6-7, the Lord give me wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. God has laid up sound wisdom for me. I just get a big kick out of that, man. I mean, that's something I thank God for. I thank him for Ephesians 1:17. I mean, when I think about this prayer, God has granted me a spirit of wisdom and revelation or insight into the mystery, into the depth and in intimate knowledge of him. Man, if you can't get excited about the word of God on that. When I think about what Ephesians 1:16-17 is saying, how Paul prayed that Ephesians would know Christ better. You should want somebody to know Christ better. Christ is our model. That's who is our role model. And the more we know of him, the more we will be like him. And listen, brother, you ought to study Jesus in the flesh, but start getting to Christ in the spirit. That's what's awesome. That's what's awesome. See, Jesus, in the gospel, you can see it his life back on earth 2,000 years ago. So not just like look at two things, but look at his total life and then look at his spirit life, if you can. And you pray for revelation knowledge. Remember, that's the thing we talked about, I want to say the day before, but we talked about that grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God, of our Lord Jesus Christ. You want someone to know. You want them to know more about what Christ is about, so that you can be in Christ. That's where the knowledge is. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Let's start learning more about what we are as far as being like Christ. Peter, in 2 Peter 1 and 4, he says that we are to become partakers of a divine nature. And you don't have to look no further than how Christ was very humble, brothers and sisters. Now, that don't mean he was no punk. He was very humble. But he was humble to the word of God. I say we're to be humble to. It's the word of God. See, when you're humble to the word of God, you have no problem with being the light of the world or the salt of the earth when you're humble. You don't have any problem doing that, Ephesians or 2 Corinthians 5:20. You know, you're an ambassador of Christ. That's the revelation you want to get into. The mere fact that you're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. That's what's going on here. See, once you die or you dead with Christ and you're alive unto his power. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you make that decision that you're no longer living for yourself, but you're living through Christ, you know, it's something to be thankful for. That's why I say, the more you learn about the scriptures, the more the scriptures can benefit you. Now, as we look at Ephesians 1 and 17, God has granted me. Let me go find that. I'm going to ask Pastor Shu go find that. In Ephesians 1, and 17.
Reading from the King James. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, 17, ask the God of our Master Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally, your eyes focused and clear, so that you can see exactly what it is he is calling you to do. Amen.
Amen. This is an awesome prayer.
Yes.
That God grant that spirit of wisdom. To be able to discern, to be able to understand, to be able to apply that word. Man, if that ain't something to be thankful for, you won't find nothing. To have that spirit. Yeah. To have that spirit of wisdom. You know, and don't get me started on revelation, man. But just to have the spirit of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know. when I think about having the spirit of wisdom, and when you understand that Paul was not trying to hold it, he wanted us to know what Christ knew. That's why he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. He wanted us to have that wisdom, that mind. Wisdom is really the ability to discern the what's going on, to have insight, if you would. You know, it's to have an intelligence. I think that's what Pastor read a moment ago. It's an intelligence that go beyond.
Yes. Amen.
When you got intelligence on something, you're smart. You're almost like a that's what intelligence really means. You're like a genius. You're a wizard. You're wise.
All right.
You're greater. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a high glow about yourself. You're in a different frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
I may even call you a crackerjack. You know, that old term they used to use. Well, that's a crackerjack right there. He's wise. Great thinker. Mm-hmm. See, when you think about somebody intelligent, you know, you're thinking about somebody that's brainy, somebody that's have a spirit of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Very intelligent, would make you very powerful. So when Paul made this prayer, you gotta see it, man. When he prayed that we have the spirit of wisdom, that's what he was praying for. That's exactly what he was praying for. And you know, he just didn't say wisdom alone. If I understood that correctly, he used the word and as a conjunction.
Yeah.
He tie them both together. So he says, in terms of revelation knowledge.
Yeah.
To be able to have the wisdom to expose things, to disclose things, to be able to see what other folks don't see.
Yeah.
Revelation. Come on, man. When you talk about revelation, that's why I just love revelation knowledge. I tell people all the time, pray that God give you revelation knowledge. When I think about 2 Peter 4, I am a partaker of the divine knowledge. Well, see, what I see in that we can have that. Not going to have it, but we can have it now.
Yes, amen.
I was talking to my daughter this morning, and I was able to share with her something about a person. And she said, well, you know, we all sin. And that's where the part they want to go. They go to church every 3-4 times a week, and all they can say is everybody sees. When you going to get some revelation that we're not living by what we see? We're living by what we believe.
Amen.
We're living by what the Word of God has decreed and declared. Like the Word of God called us the temple. That's what we're living by. The Word of God tells us that we're a member of His body. That's what we're living by. See, that's what revelation knowledge does. Revelation knowledge says we've been reconciled to God. And matter of fact, we can be a minister of reconciliation. See, that's what revelation gives you. God gives you the insight. It comes to righteousness.
Yeah.
We don't have no righteousness. Our righteousness is in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
So we're standing alone here. You'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. I've talked to folk ladies and I've talked to preachers that everything they relate to is the flesh. They can't understand And we're living by the word of God. We don't live by what we feel. We see ourselves through the word of God.
Amen.
See, 1 Peter 2 and 5 tells us that we are a living stone, and we're being built up as a spiritual house. This is spiritual, not flesh.
All right.
See, God, Jesus really paid my debt. I can't talk like nobody else. But when I tell you I'm a child of God, it ain't because I feel it. It's because I live by the word of God. 1 Peter tells me, I think it's 1 Peter 1:23, tells me that I've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God.
Yes, amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, you want to pray that God give you revelation knowledge so you can begin to see this stuff. You don't want to walk around with man's knowledge. You want to walk around with revelation knowledge. Knowledge is means you know something. That's what you've gained. To gain knowledge means you know. Knowing a thing is knowledge. So that's what you want to do. Gain that revelation knowledge of him and know what all he did for us. If you just look at Christ's earthly ministry, you'll never see yourself. It's only when you flip the script and begin to live in revelation knowledge that you understand that you've been delivered from the power of darkness, translated into God's kingdom. You've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. You've been redeemed from that.
Thank you, Lord.
You ain't that. The Bible calls us saints. Not ain't. We're saints. John 8:31 or 32 said we've been set free. And if he sets you free, you're free indeed. What is you free from? You're free of the world standards. You're living on a new standard, a new order. See, revelation knowledge, you've been crucified with Christ. Now, you're alive with Christ. That's what I'm thankful for, revelation knowledge, understanding that. A lot of people read the same Bible saying that there's revelation knowledge there. Knowledge in terms of knowing that the word of God is true, that you don't have to be looked upon as a sinner, and you don't look at everybody as a sinner. I don't care if they do smoke. You know, you have to see them as being delivered. That's how you see them.
Yeah.
And you're just thankful to God that they've been delivered. They can keep on puffing. They can keep on because you know that the word of God works.
Yes, it does.
You're thankful. You don't have to see it to believe it. I believe it without sin. That's where you know you live in revelation now. But anyway, this is Thankful Thursday. Anyone else want to have anything you want to share? I could go on and on and on with the revelation that God has given us in these scriptures.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And 17, Paul says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Yeah, let's pray that for each and every one of us. Because guess what? The more you have knowledge of who Christ is, the greater we can be like him, the more we can be like him, you know, because that's where we want to be at.
Amen, amen. Well, Pastor, I'd like to read Second Peter 1, verses 2 through 4, from the King James, also from the Message Bible. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according to his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And reading it from the Message Bible, it says, grace and peace to you many times over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus our Master. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us, getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God, the best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. Amen, amen. I thank God for that word. Amen. And that second verse where it said, grace and peace to you many times over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus our Master. Amen.
May that knowledge be multiplied. Thank you, Pastor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
You in the knowledge of God. And let me tell you what, I'll just talk about the goodness of God. When I think about how he first brings us to a place where we can come like him. Since you know what, I'm righteous, I want you to be righteous. Now, here's how it got to happen. You got to get born again. Get born of my word, then you're going to become like my word. And my word is me, and I'm righteous. So, hey, I want you to do this. See, everybody trying to get to heaven, and I don't know where you got that from. Don't worry about getting to heaven. Worry about being part of that new Jerusalem that God seen, that he showed us coming down from God. The whole heaven and the old earth was passed away. God had brought us a new heaven and a for us. That new heaven was for him. It went for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You want to thank God for revelation, knowledge of who Jesus Christ is and what Jesus Christ is. So what God wants to make you righteous. So he made Jesus to be sin for us so we could be righteous. That's one of the great and precious promises, man. Before that, before revelation knowledge, we didn't have no righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
None of it. But because of the grace and peace be multiplied. I mean, he just added. Then when you multiply, you began to not just multiple. In other words, instead of you saying one, it become like five times that one. That's being multiplied.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of one apple, you get five apples now. Instead of five apples, you get 20 apples multiplied. Not one to one, but you're being multiple.
All
so
right.
That's it. That's the way God's grace is today. God has given us all kind of grace, and it's being multiplied.
Thank you, Lord.
And the enemy, I'm going to tell you right off, the enemy don't want you to have it. He gonna show you all kind of negative stuff. Oh, you don't need that. That ain't for you. He gonna show you everything. And here Paul praying that that God's grace and peace be multiplied. You don't think that's gonna come true? The knowledge of God. You don't think that's coming true?
Yes, it is.
Man, what's wrong with you? Coming true. It is true. Mm-hmm. You just got to, God is exposing this thing. That's what revelation is. He making us understand the unknown.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Revelation is the act of making something known that had been previously unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And so the writer is saying that they get more of that, more of that, more of that, that it be multiplied. So instead of we getting one, we getting doses of this stuff.
All right.
That's how I get it. That's how I understand it. Hope you understand it the same way. And thank you, Pastor, for sharing the scripture. Anyone else? I just thank God for Pastor. And they ain't going to get past her. Even if I start quoting it, she's going to go and get it. Make sure everybody understands it. Not just from the King James, but also from the Messenger Bible or God's Word or New Living Bible. Don't make sure you get it, because that's what we want to do. We want you to have this.
Yes, amen, amen.
I speak on behalf of Pastor and this broadcast. Anybody here that's new, we want you to know, we all urge you to get more revelation knowledge. And the more you can get, the more you can help us. Help us all.
Amen. Amen.
Well, if nothing else, hey, we'll see you all tomorrow for the Word.